Hello, everybody. Good afternoon or good morning, wherever you are. Welcome to REN's results conference call. I'm joined by Rodrigo Costa, our CEO, Gonçalo Soares, the CFO, and João Conceição, the COO. They'll be ready to answer your questions after a brief introduction by Rodrigo and then comments from Gonçalo. Rodrigo?
Thank you, Ana. Hello to all and welcome. Yesterday, we published our 2015 results. We believe our numbers are aligned with the best expectations. Although we faced multiple challenges, we feel good with the achieved results, both on the financial front as on the operations angle. We believe we performed quite well. Being a key infrastructure to the country and an almost fully regulated business, we benefit from the predictability of our contracts and the challenge of dealing with the sector administration stakeholders. 2015 was another good year from a service perspective. We kept our services level at a very high standard, while efficiency remains also topping the best industry practice. We are all very proud of keeping these metrics. Net income was up 3%, given the good performance of financial costs and the one-offs resulting from the Enagás sale capital gain and the tax credit obtained in June. Nevertheless, these results suffered from the negative impact of the new electricity regulatory framework and the maintenance of the energy levy for another year. CapEx rose to 240 million euros during this period, with the relevant impact of the purchase of the underground natural gas storage assets in Carriço, north of Lisbon. Electricity CapEx was almost 8% higher than the year before. As usual, REN took its investment plan very seriously and works within the obligations of the concession contract signed with the Portuguese authorities. The average cost of debt ended the year at 4.1%, resulting from our efforts to take advantage from the lowering interest rates and investment grade rating enjoyed by REN. Now, I will turn to Gonçalo. He will take us through the presentation. As Ana said, in the end, we'll be available for the Q&A. Thank you.
Hello, good afternoon to you all. Just recapping on slide number one, some of the highlights which Rodrigo already mentioned. Our net profit was up 3%. As you know, it was a mixture of recurring and non-recurring impacts. Namely, on the negative side, we have the new regulatory period, which has an impact in cost, but in revenue, that was completely expected. As was said, also the maintenance of the levy. On the other side, you have the sale of Enagás and the financial results, and we have also a non-recurring tax credit, which helped manage net profit this year. EBITDA was down slightly, 3%, and namely, given the evolution of the rates and of the revenues we get from the assets. CapEx and transfers derived were actually slightly above or above the average we are expecting in the business plan, as we had these two, I'd say, specific assets that were bought last year. If you want to switch to slide number three immediately, just to look. I say this slide, as you know, illustrates basically the main impact we have in our revenue. We came from year 2014 with still somehow slightly higher rates, which came down a lot during the year 2015. The base ROAR in electricity came from 7.8% to around 6%, also because of the change in the regulatory period. On the gas side, it only came down 7.3%, which as you know, is already the floor where we are now. On slide number four, you can see how the investment went. As I said, CapEx went up, but if you exclude the new caverns, which were already regulated assets in the space, we would be, I'd say, within the scope of the business plan, and would be on average similar to the year before. I'd say nothing very different, but we were able to buy these two assets, which was very important for us. In terms of transfers derived, I'd say that there was a decline excluding the caverns, but which is also, I'd say, normal, and it depends on any given year on how construction is done. But then with the caverns, we were able also to grow transfers throughout around 19%, which was, on the operating side, a very important result. If we could move to slide number 5, we see how the average was evolves. I'd say no major story here. The main difference is the increase in gas, which is much higher than in previous years. But apart from that, what you see is the normal decline on the land, and then the normal recomposition of the mix between electricity with premium and without, as without is being amortized, and the new investments are then 99% or more with the premium. Looking at slide number 6 and looking at RAB remuneration, what can we see? We see the dynamic that I spoke about before. So on the electricity side, we basically see the impact of the rate of return. It has an impact of more than 40 or around 45 million euros, and results, as I said, not only on the fact that it is the first year of the new regulatory framework for electricity, but also the fact that at the beginning of 2015 there was a large decrease in the rates in the market, given the intervention of the ECB, which occurred again this year, but occurred last year also at the beginning of the year. In the gas, I'd say that there's a lot of stability, and so assets go up, rates come down a little bit, but actually, there is a slight increase in terms of remuneration. Looking at slide number 7 and OPEX, we see that there is, I'd say, maintenance of costs in terms of total OPEX. This is mainly driven by a continued decrease on the personal side and a small increase on the external supplies. Some of these results from some non-recurring consulting costs that we have in 2015, but also by some costs on the operation and maintenance. As you know, some programs are not done every year, and this year we did some maintenance in some specific areas of the network, which are not repeated every year, and made that specific cost increase in this year in specific, but it's something that will not be repeated every year. In terms of slide number 8 and the evolution of core OPEX, so it's more or less stable, as we said before, so there are no major news. I'd say that the main message here is also that although we are extremely committed to continue to drive efficiency in the company and meet regulatory targets, which we have set by the regulator, at the same time, we believe we are already a pretty efficient company, and in that sense, the reduction of costs in the future, as we've been telling you for the past year, is going to become more challenging, even though it continues to be a priority for management. So in slide number 9, you see the overall picture of EBITDA, so basically decreasing asset remuneration and compensated by depreciation and the gas stake sale. Looking at slide number 10 and looking at below EBITDA, you see depreciation with no story, so evolving in line with the evolution also of the assets. The financial results, I'll comment a little bit more on the next slide, but it is the reverse side of how the rate of return evolves on the revenue side. So this is always, as you know, the hedge that we have here. So when you see EBITDA come down because of the rates, you see this also come down and vice versa. So I'd say that it is within expectations, but better. It is the same logic, but better than we had expected. And I think it went in a very good and positive direction. Taxes, as you see, we still have a very large weight of the special levy, and we can see that in slide 10, the 25 million. The rest of the taxes we were able to actually decrease. It is a non-recurring tax credit of almost 10 million, but it was an important tax credit nonetheless that we fought to get. In slide 11, I'm talking about average cost of debt, looking at the evolution of that. So I think that we have an expectation to be slightly higher, but we were able to end the year at 4.1. It was a good evolution in terms of our average cost of debt, regardless of what ECB did in the market and what happened to the Portuguese sovereign. The reality is that not all companies were able to decrease average cost of debt this way, and we were. So I think it was a good refinancing effort that we keep on doing. Net debt is, I'd say, more or less stable. It increased close to 30 million. As you'll notice, we paid the special levy twice this year because the one referring to 2014 was also paid in 15. So that, I would say, explains more or less the main fact that it did not stay completely stable. But as we say, we are continuing to be committed to maintaining investment-grade credit metrics, and as you know, we are the only Portuguese issuer which is still investment grade in all three main agencies. Looking at slide number 12, it's just wrapping up in terms of the net profit. So basically, you have a negative impact that comes from EBITDA, which is compensated with below EBITDA items, and so net profit is we were able to grow net profit 3% last year. Although on a recurrent trajectory, this actually came down around 16%. So, in terms of main conclusions, I think it was a pretty positive year with good evolution both on the operating and on the financial side. This year is going to be also an interesting year and a challenging year. But we will wait for your questions to give you some feedback relating to any news we have regarding 2016. And then Rodrigo also mentioned the dividend policy that, as you know, we announced yesterday. Okay, thank you very much. If you have any questions, please go ahead. Thank you.
Thank you. If you would like to ask a question at this time, please press the star or asterisk key, followed by the digit 1 on your telephone. Please ensure the mute function on your telephone is switched off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. If you find your question has already been answered, you may remove yourself from the queue by pressing star 2. Once again, that's star 1 to ask a question. And we will take an opening question from Gonzalo Sanchez-Vordona of BPI. Please go ahead, your line is open.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for taking my questions. I have two, if I may. First one would be on if you could provide us with an update on what is the status of the legal process against the energy tax in Portugal. I guess it was only 2014. If you could also update us on what happened with 2015, if you're going to challenge that or if it was already challenged. And the second question would be on the CapEx expectations for 2016. I just wanted to know if you still expect the 200 million for this year, or you expect any delays in light of the issues you've had with the regulator, both on the electricity and gas plants. Thank you.
Complex. I'm in again. Okay, I just repeat. Yesterday we had the opportunity to go through the legal process. You know, the legal process that we are in regarding the says it's complex. It's composed of several smaller processes. We usually do not make any comments while these situations are moving forward. there is nothing new. You know, it's everything that that is happening is public. There was the arbitration court decision on one small case. We will appeal to the Constitutional Court. That's the strategy we are following, and I don't think we will have, you know, news in the short term. As I said, this is always this process always takes some time. Regarding the question about paying or paying, you know, we also made it public. We have been paying. We paid the first 2 years, and of course we will keep challenging the decision. But you know, this is the court of law, right? You know, we cannot make bets on who is going to win, who is going to lose. We believe we are right, but in the end of the day, it's not our decision, and we will, of course, we will comply with whatever is the decision taken. We believe we are doing the right thing to defend, basically, our stakeholders, you know, our company, and but you know, nobody can be sure what's going to happen, and we know this process is take time. In fact, this is one of the reasons why we decided on this strategy, and I'm repeating myself a little bit. It's, you know, we leave it to the legal teams to manage the dispute, and that way we are able to have the management focus on the operations, on the finance side of the business, on people, and which for us makes a lot of sense. Okay.
So relative to CapEx, so to give you a little bit, so what we presented on the business plan was not 200, was 175 to 200 on average. What you'll see is that on the first year, 2015, we actually were above that average because of those two caverns. So what you'll see is probably going to be a CapEx number on the lower end of that interval that was given to you on the business plan. I'm also going to ask João, the COO, to comment a little bit on what you said about the regulator and the CapEx.
Thanks, Gonçalo. Just to complement on what Gonçalo just said is that on this recent assessment that the regulator did on our CapEx plan, well, honestly, the thing that, as we see it, it will have to be analyzed on a medium term, because on a very short term, this has, in our opinion, very small impact because these projects are almost ongoing. So just complementing what Gonçalo said is that we feel comfortable that we can maintain what we said in the business plan, that we will have an average of 175 to 200 average CAPEX on a yearly basis. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We will take our next question from Fraser McLaren of Bank of America. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Good afternoon. I have three short questions, please, if I may. The first is just a follow-up on the energy tax, and just wondering if you expect the government to respect the planned reduction for this year and next year in the energy tax. And number two is a follow-on from that, really, in relation to when you expect to next assess the actual dividend policy. And then lastly, are there any other tax items outstanding that you are speaking to the authorities about, or is the one reported in the year just ended the most significant and the only item?
On the expectations, as you know, and we all know, we have a new government in place, and you know, they approve each year one budget. You know, we just got the approval for the 2016 budget. There was a lot of rumors, discussions, you know, expectations. In the end, what happened was, what basically at this point we were expecting, and it's just too early to talk about what's going to happen next. You know, there is no, we know this is you know, Portugal is a small country. We have some economic challenges. I think, you know, this new government is making their progress.
We believe that in terms of our activity, things should be more or less according what our plans. You know, sometimes we, you know, do a little bit more projects, sometimes we do less projects, some go faster, some go slower, but in the end of the day, you know, we, and since we are a very conservative company and we are very careful in the way we plan, and we do understand the situation of the country, I would say that we are not expecting any major setback, and we in the end of the day, we believe this becomes a wash. You know, a few things go well, a few things go very well, a few things go less well, and in the end of the day, you know, we are able to, you know, to follow the course of action, and things should be pretty much according our strategy in everything. Regarding the dividend policy, as you know, we are proposing the dividend for this year. We made our statement last year when we presented the strategy plan. We also are following the course of action, but that's all we can say. You know, we are people that are professional. We can commit what we can commit. You know, one thing is one intention. In this case, now it's more than an intention. We are proposing the same dividend, and once again, we will follow the strategy that we presented to all of you. We are not expecting, you know, changes to that one. And then, last question. Apologize for giving you a little bit of the same answer, but also in terms of, you know, tax disputes, you know, legal disputes that we may have with authorities, whether they are tax authorities or other. You know, our portfolio is a portfolio of small things. We have nothing major to report that at this point we believe it will have any significant impact in the company.
Many thanks.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from the line of Sarah Piccinini of Mediobanca. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, good evening. Thank you for taking my question. I have a few, if I may. First of all, regarding the new government in place, they have just approved the budget law for 2016. There are also some measures like the revaluation of the assets. I'm just wondering which is the guidance for your taxation in the next years until the new the business plan. The second question is on investment. So considering the average investment of 175 million, 200 million that you guided for, I saw that you are increasing the investment in the assets with the premium. So will you continue with this strategy, and therefore we can assume that the assets base for electricity will be 70% of assets with premium and 30% of assets without premium over the length of the business plan? The third one is on the gas regulatory review. If you can provide some indication on the timing that you expect for the final ruling, if I'm not wrong, the regulator should give you some indication in April, and the final ruling will be published in June. So what is your feeling on that? And finally, also curiosity, I know that your assumption is to maintain your current level of debt, but I was wondering if you are considering eventually the sale of the Red Eléctrica stake in the future. Thank you.
Okay, you asked a big set of questions. The sound was not perfect. I'm not sure if we were able to capture all the questions, but
I can repeat if you did.
No, it's okay.
Okay, thank you.
We'll do our best, and if something is missing, you will let us know,
okay,
if you don't mind. I'm just going to make a, you know, overall introduction to some of the points you covered, because some of the points has to do a lot about, you know, government. And as I said, this is the new government is in place. The ink of the new budget, it's not dry yet because it has just a few days.
and we are still going through everything. We don't see any major surprise, but you know, a lot of things will happen. You know, and as I said, you know, we are always expecting that in the end of the day, you know, a few things will be positive, some will be less positive, but we are not really, you know, too worried about anything special. You know, we know with what we can count. And with that said, you know, we'll see how much we can, you know, how much information we'll be able to provide regarding our questions on the regulation, the average taxation for this year, the question about the CapEx, if with premium, without premium, the regulatory timing, and the current debt, and the sale of Redilatic, which to that one, you know, we have no plans to, at this point, to sell that stake. But
okay,
I will move it to Gonçalo.
Going over some questions, I'll probably then ask João to comment on the regulatory review on gas. On the taxation, what we can tell you is that the budget has no changes. So I would say that you could expect, if anything is okay, the same kind of effective tax rate that we have this year, taking out the non-recurrent impacts, so around 28%, something like that. I would not expect anything very different from that. On the CapEx side, yes, you can expect that 99% to 100% of the CapEx that will be in electricity will continue to be with premium, so that is the normal kind of evolution. So on your model, that's what you should assume, that's what has been happening in the last 6 or 7 years, and so that's what you can safely assume. On the regulatory, Rodrigo already answered, although it is good to have that flexibility, we have no plans regarding to that, the sale of that asset. Regarding to the regulatory update on the gas side, I'll ask João to give you a small update and to explain to you what the timing on the news of that is.
Thanks, Gonçalo. Just starting from the end, in terms of timing, we will, as you said, we will have news from the regulator by the 15th of April, and a final proposal by the 15th of June. Between these two dates, there are formal interactions with the regulator through the Tariff Council, and obviously some informal interactions between us and the regulator. In terms of expectations, what I can tell you is that we are watching and what's going on in terms of regulatory trends in Europe, and specifically in what concerns to the rate of return. We are expecting some adjustments, mainly to incorporate what's going on in terms of the evolution of the cost of debt. Apart from that, we think that the regulatory model will follow very much closely what we have today, and we are not expecting any big change in this regulatory model.
Sarah, can you now let me know if we were able to address?
Yes. Thanks a lot. Yeah, very clear. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Then we did a good job.
Thank you.
As a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Our next question comes from Nelson Bernardino of Haitong Securities. Please go ahead. Your line is open.
Hi, everyone. So just a couple of questions regarding investments outside of electricity and gas. I wonder if you have any update on attempts to invest outside of Portugal, as this is a space that it's becoming more and more crowded. Do you have a particular strategy, or are you maybe thinking of leaving this space? And also, could you comment on some recent news that the telecom network of the train lines in Portugal might be up for sale, the concession? And in the news, it was explicitly quoted the Spanish model, which ended up bought by Red Eléctrica. Is this a kind of asset that you might be, maybe would be interested to look at and expand your telecom business? Thanks a lot.
On your question about you know, investments outside our Portuguese activities. We didn't make any change to the strategy plan we presented more or less a year ago. We are also following the course of action, and some of you probably remember when we presented the plan, we said exactly some of the things you just said. You know, the space is crowded, we need to be careful, you know, we only have a small amount of funds available to invest, and of course with all these you know, restrictions, you know, our ambition is very, very limited, and that's how it's going to stay. We keep looking, but so far we didn't come up with any solution for this area. It is true that the space is very crowded. You know, this is a very attractive space, especially the space we like, which is the regulated national infrastructures that are critical for the country, because you know we have plenty of challenges all the time with regulators, with the governments, but the fact is, you know, nobody can live without us, and if we are committed and if we deliver a good job, I think this is a great business to be in. Of course, you know, we always have we have to have some modest ambitions, because you know, the country is under pressure. But still, you know, we are very happy with what we are doing today, and that's why, you know, not finding an investment outside of the country doesn't create us any eyebrows. We feel fine. You know, the day we find something, you know, it will come probably one day. If it doesn't, you know, we will keep being happy and doing and delivering our numbers. On the second question, you know, it's a little bit of the same story. You know, we are always looking into opportunities. You know, if something happened, we don't know exactly what's going to happen, how it's going to happen. We don't have no idea. Nothing is public yet, as far as we know. There is no process. Just a lot of talking, which is normal in these cases. You know, there's been a lot of talking since a few years now, and you know, if some comes up, you know, if you ask me, are we going to take a look? Obviously, we will take a look, because we, you know, as you know, we already have a small telecom area inside REN. It's something that makes a lot of sense for us, because in fact we cannot, you know, subcontract what we do. We have to manage. This is a critical part of our assets. Then this business is not strange for us, especially this type of business, which is basically they are all sales capacity businesses. But we'll see. Now, for sure, we have nothing to report. There is no process in place at the moment, as far as we know. And you know, but that's a very, very straightforward answer.
As we have no further questions queued, I would like to send the call back to the speakers for any additional or closing remarks.
Well, I want to thank you, everybody, you know, our people, you guys, and everybody who attended the call. You know, as always, we are available to, you know, keep in touch and try to clarify whatever are the doubts you have. And thank you for being with us, and happy Easter.
Have a great weekend. Bye.